We're visiting with BASF Technical Marketing Manager Chad Asmus. Chad, many growers faced weed resistance in 2016. What can growers do to address this issue for 2017?
Growers can take a comprehensive approach to weed control. Weed resistance was created by the use of too few sites of action used too often, which reduced the effectiveness of past chemistries. By building herbicide programs that incorporate multiple sites of action, growers can keep those weeds guessing. This year, growers can use Ingenia herbicide, the most flexible and advanced dicamba for dicamba-tolerant crops.
How does Ingenia herbicide help control troublesome weeds?
Ingenia herbicide provides an additional and effective site of action for controlling broadleaf weeds, including those resistant to glyphosate. Having a new site of action available for use in crop will bring effectiveness back to controlling tough weeds like Palmer amaranth and water hemp. In all, Ingenia herbicide is effective on more than 200 broadleaf weeds.
What should growers consider when making an Ingenia herbicide application?
The first point to keep in mind is that Ingenia herbicide should be integrated into a comprehensive herbicide program. Ingenia herbicide is not a silver bullet and should be used in conjunction with multiple and effective sites of action. Growers should also remember proper application technique and follow label directions. This will help promote effective and on-target application.
What are some key components of an on-target application?
Properly selecting your nozzles and setting up your sprayer has a big impact on application success. The right nozzle will create the optimum droplet size for both coverage and drift mitigation. Ingenia herbicide requires the T-Jet TTI 110-04 nozzle. Sprayer settings like proper boom height reduces drift potential. Growers should always spray with boom height set no higher than 24 inches above the target. Before making an application, it's also important to evaluate environmental conditions and observe sensitive areas. Check for an inversion and assess wind speeds. Leave a 110-foot downwind buffer as needed according to label directions. Identify sensitive crops and follow label directions. Do not spray if wind is blowing in the direction of neighboring specialty crops. Growers can spray in a 0 to 3 mile an hour wind if no temperature inversion exists at the field level. Do not spray in winds greater than 10 mile an hour if they are blowing toward neighboring sensitive non-specialty crops. Do not spray if wind speed is greater than 15 mile an hour. Growers can start preparing for application success now by adjusting sprayers for the season and conducting any due inspections for nozzle wear and tear.
How can growers learn more about application best practices?
Growers can learn more about best practices for herbicide applications through the On-Target Application Academy from BASF. OTAA teaches the valuable application techniques that are important when using Ingenia herbicide. Since 2012, the OTAA educational program has reached more than 13,400 growers. BASF is amplifying the reach of the OTAA stewardship program through the launch of an online training module. With the online module, growers can conveniently learn how to properly and effectively apply Ingenia herbicide.
How can growers learn more about controlling weeds with new technology in 2017?
Growers can learn more at agproducts.basf.us or by contacting their local authorized BASF retailer.
Always read and follow label directions.